This is Bible Q&A with John MacArthur, Bible teacher and author of the best-selling MacArthur New Testament Commentary Series. Well, you know, you can learn a lot from Scripture about prayer, how to pray, what to pray, when to pray, even why to pray. And yet, in spite of all that God's Word teaches, Paul tells us, we do not know how to pray as we should. And then he continues in Romans 8:26 with this, "The Spirit Himself intercedes for us with groanings too deep for words." John, why don't we know how to pray as we should?
The reason we don't know how to pray as we ought is because we don't know what's best. If somebody comes to me and says, my husband has cancer, would you pray for him? I don't know what to pray for. Should I pray that he would be healed? Maybe God wants to take him to heaven. Should I pray that his cancer go away? Or should I pray that the cancer do a mighty work in his heart of tenderizing him, of humbling him, and that illness as it progresses toward death would become a tool that God would use to bring people to the knowledge of Christ? That's the point. We don't know the purposes of God through the issues of life. Yes, we know to pray for people's salvation and to pray for this and that that Scripture lays out for us. But what we don't know is how specifically to pray in the sense of what should be the outcome. We have to leave that to the Lord. So another way to say that would be that we need to defer the end result of our prayers to the will and purpose of God. And that is known to Him, but not known to us. So in the end, we pray passionately in whatever direction our heart would lead us, but we leave the final answer to Him.
All right, thanks, John. And thank you for listening to Bible Q&A with John MacArthur. For more in-depth teaching from Romans, visit MacArthurCommentaries.com.